and Bernie Sanders are making a final push for votes in California ahead of Tuesday's primary.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager expects her to lock up the nomination on Tuesday.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
On Fox News Sunday, John Podesta saying Clinton is fighting hard to win the California primary to lock up the nomination. Polls showing a tight Democratic primary race in California between Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Storm warnings and watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. The National Hurricane Center says a storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. You've heard me talk a lot about how well Ovation Cell Therapy works for me. My hair used to be really fine, and it's so thick now that my hairstylist has even mentioned to me how much thicker it is, but it's not just for women. And since Father's Day is just around the corner, you can add to your order with a special edition Father's Day gift set. It's the Men's Max Pack, containing men's shampoo, men's cell therapy and scalp treatment, a healthy hair gel, and your choice of the new calming beard oil or new conditioning shave lotion, your choice. All specially priced to save you over 50% while supplies last. Again, to save you over 50%. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. And if you select me at checkout, Angie Austin, Daybreak USA, you also get a special new customer introductory discount. So free shipping for a limited time, 50% off of the Men's Max Pack for Father's Day, and also an introductory discount when you select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com. Try it. You'll love it. OvationHair.com.
Muhammad Ali's daughter is sharing her grief with the world.
I personally have been sad for a long time. My father's been struggling with Parkinson's disease for many years, and it wasn't easy to watch him suffer. So knowing that he's not suffering anymore is what gives me comfort.
Layla Ali tells NBC's Today Show that she had prepared mentally for many years to lose her father to Parkinson's disease. The three-time heavyweight champ died Friday at the age of 74. Orca Awareness Month has arrived in Western Washington, along with the killer whales for which the month is named. Howard Garrett, the founder of the Orca Network on Whidbey Island, says his group is concentrating on one thing right now.
Our efforts are primarily to contribute to salmon restoration and the awareness of that linkage between the Chinook salmon and the health of the southern residents.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A New York lawmaker wants to end robocalls once and for all.
Despite the Do Not Call registry, New Yorkers are being inundated with unwanted calls from telemarketers and politicians. So New York Senator Chuck Schumer is urging Congress to pass a law mandating both landline and wireless carriers to make robocall blocking available to consumers. He says the technology works much the way spam filters do for email. Schumer says robocalls are the one thing that annoy Americans the most, and it's time to bring a stop to what he calls this epidemic. Mitch Levy, New York.
Forbes is revealing its annual list of the top 100 most powerful women in the world. Forbes Executive Vice President Maura Forbes tells CBS This Morning that German Chancellor Angela Merkel is atop the list for the sixth straight year.
She's been number one for 10 of the 11 years on the list. And she's someone who's defied existential, political, economic crises, not just in Germany, but saving the Eurozone and also dealing with huge issues such as the immigration crisis.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton is second, followed by Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. A hacker group is claiming it got into Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's Twitter and Pinterest accounts. Our Mind team left a taunting message on both accounts yesterday. In a tweet that was deleted, Our Mind claimed it also hacked Zuckerberg's Instagram account. I'm Tammy Rose, and this is USA Radio News, powered by Western Journalism.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're live at Hot 100, and today is June 6th, and I have some special guests with me today. We'll see how many guests end up on the radio show today. We're going to We're going to see how we can do to make sure everyone that's in the studio ends up on the air, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So I want everyone to know that today is June 6th, and tomorrow is Election Day here in New Jersey. And you all may remember we had a special guest, Jim McDonald, who is running for Warren County Sheriff, who visited with us a few weeks ago to talk about his campaign and how positive he chose to run his campaign. So just a reminder that tomorrow is Election Day, and whoever you want to vote for, just make sure you cast a vote. The polls are open in New Jersey from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're unsure of where you should go to vote, just remember that the primaries, you do need to be a registered voter. So if you are a registered voter but you have not voted before, you can go online to voter.njsvrs.com for your polling place location, and I'll be sure to put a link on the Hot 100 in page. So remember, if you don't vote, your vote's not counting, and we need as many votes as we can get to show that we are a group of people that are interested in making decisions and exercising our right and privilege to vote. So on today's weather, I know everyone wants to know about the weather, but we have to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back here at Hot 100.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and we're at the Hunterdon County Chamber office in Flemington on 14 Mine Street. And I know everyone wants to know what the weather is. So the weather right now, I hate to say it, but we all missed an opportunity to go to the beach today because it was beautiful. We have sunny skies with a high near 83, a light wind. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a low around 62. And it's going to become calm after midnight with the winds dying down. So I didn't think it was awful windy out today when I came in, but just so everyone knows, calm after midnight. So we all have to wait until then to be calm, I guess. Tomorrow, we're looking at a chance of showers between 9 and 1, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. We have a mostly sunny day tomorrow with a high near 82 and only a 30% chance of precipitation. So it doesn't look like if it does rain, it'll be very much. Tuesday night, we do have additional chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., so not the night to go al fresco. And Wednesday, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Now, everyone knows I like to tell you when to call in sick and sneak off to the beach. So this week, it's going to be Thursday and Friday, but they're cooler temperatures. Thursday, we have sunny skies with a high near 70 or 71 will be the highest temperature of the day, which is a little chilly. But there's nothing wrong with going to the beach and wearing a sweatshirt and a hoodie. And Friday, we have sunny skies with a high near 74. So I may shoot for Friday for my sick day, but that's our weather for the day. We have one more commercial, and then I'll be back, and I'll be introducing my guests that are in the studio today. Stay with us here at Hot 100 Inn.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here at the studio. And finally, everybody's been waiting for my guest to be introduced. So I have with me Joe Argo, who is really talking about some great things today. He's been on before to talk about Adopt One Village, Hunterdon, but he's never been in the studio, so it's his first time. So, Joe, I'm going to check your mic and see if you can say hi to our listeners here.
Well, hello, everybody. I hope everybody's having a fantastic afternoon, and hope the audio is coming through nice and clear.
It's perfect, Joe. It's perfect. So I want to just jump right in, and if you can talk about Adopt One Village and exactly what it is and what we're going to be talking about today, that would be great.
Sure. So Adopt One Village is an organization that was started originally to partner local people and local organizations with a village over in Ghana, West Africa, that was in dire need of support. So the people there were not receiving any type of medical care. They did not have clean water. They did not have electricity or even proper housing or schooling. And we had a very successful launch, if you will, of adopting this village in a town that's not part of Hunterdon County, a little east of here called West Orange, and the town adopted this village. And so we have started a nonprofit. My wife and I have moved out here to Hunterdon County. We have a bunch of folks who would really like to be involved in doing all of this, and we've actually identified a new village, which we hope to be able to adopt with a bunch of friends out here in Hunterdon County. With that in mind, we're bringing in my good friend Emmanuel Saki, who is Humanitarian of the Year with the U.S. Postal Service a couple of years ago. He was Citizen of the Year in West Orange because of his efforts, and he'll be speaking in downtown Flemington on June 18th. He'll be presenting sort of his story as a survivor from this village life, who's now living here in the U.S. and doing great things, hopefully continuing to do great things for this new village with our efforts.
And I think, Joe, that sometimes we try to help locally, and it's wonderful. And I do want to do our quote for the day on philanthropy, which is, "What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal." And so when we try to help locally, obviously I'm involved with a nonprofit organization and we help locally, but we still want to support efforts that are global and people who have experienced poverty in West Africa and how those experiences shape them. And just like the founder who came here after surviving and wants to give back, hearing that firsthand can be such a powerful message, but you've also witnessed it yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, having gone over there, it's an incredibly moving experience. Even beyond that, it's a moving experience to see people from right in our area, right in New Jersey, just experiencing something they would never be able to see, meeting people they'd never be able to meet, just changing their whole perspective on life. It really gives a completely different aspect to the way you think about almost everything. When you come back and you realize that you're giving your pets better water than most of these adults and kids are drinking every single day, and that they're carrying that water sometimes 3 or 4 miles just to be able to have access to it, it's just, it's educational for our kids. It's educational for folks like you and me. It's a life-changing experience, whether you're sending funds or supplies or whatever offer. You're just doing admin work here, and you get to be exposed to this. It is a life-changing experience for sure.
And do you think that there are ways to – you've actually moved on to adopt another village. So the ways that you're able to see the difference, is that something you can describe?
So we're going to have some of our – I would call them subject matter experts, if you will, who were presenting on June 18th in downtown Flemington. And one of the stories that you'll probably hear much more about is from our what I would call our medical expert. And so the first time that she went over there and we went over there, we found kids running around who were injured on their legs or their feet because they didn't have shoes, and their entire life was spent barefoot. Well, we provided medical care to them as best as we could when we were there. We bought some local supplies and did what we could. And we plan to come back and provide much better support for them. But in the meantime, a local person did a shoe drive and was able to collect sneakers and shoes and all of that to send over. Well, by the time we went back, we brought a number of supplies, and there weren't nearly as many people with injuries because they were wearing shoes. So it's an absolutely measurable success in one trip, if you will, or two trips. And it makes such a tremendous difference just giving up your old tennis sneakers to change somebody's life who's walking sometimes miles a day to get to school or to get water or whatever other supplies they may need.
And people don't think that they can really make a difference, and a difference that can be so, so life-altering for other people. We're going to take a little break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about that and the event that's coming up on Saturday, June 18th. Hope everyone stays with us to hear more about Adopt One Village, Hunterdon.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're back in the studio live. I have Joe Argo with me from Adopt One Village, Hunterdon, and we're talking about actually a nonprofit organization that's global that is reaching out and trying to change some very, very impoverished villages in Ghana, West Africa, and other areas of West Africa. And we were able to talk about the founder of this Adopt One Village. Joe's running. Are you the president, Joe?
No, just a volunteer. Former
okay.
board member. Yeah.
Joe decided to bring this Adopt One Village to Hunterdon to give Hunterdon County residents and others the opportunity to adopt a village and to have a community effort in order to do this. But it's so nice when we were talking about an organization that we're able to bring it right back to the roots and the founder. And we were talking before the break about Emmanuel Anim Saki, who is Humanitarian of the Year Award winner, past Humanitarian of the Year Award winner, and he's going to actually come right here to Flemington on June 18th to talk about his experiences. A lot of times we do forget that turning on a tap water, I mean, in Hunterdon, we're rural, we have wells in many of our areas, but we still turn the water on, and generally it comes out. And that's pretty exciting, but we take it for granted. It's one of those things in life that we are used to. Shelter is something, you know, of course, homelessness is quite an issue in our area, but it's even more so in the village of West, in the different villages in West Africa. And medical care, it's just not available. There's no Amita Center. There's no hospital that you can walk or drive to or take the county transportation to. Those things that we all take for granted are completely out of reach for the people that live in these villages. And Joe's been bringing his experiences of actually witnessing this firsthand and witnessing the outcomes and the changes you're able to make. And you're doing a casual, no obligation night. So people shouldn't run screaming from the room, should they?
No, they certainly won't. It's a very comfortable atmosphere, jeans and t-shirts, a little bit of free gelati if you're willing to sign up for a little volunteering or maybe even just a mailing list. We'll see. But yeah, absolutely, completely obligation free. Of course, if somebody wanted to show up with their checkbook, that's fine, but that's not our goal. Our goal is just to connect with some local folks who hopefully will pick up a passion for helping and for making this educational experience for our people here available to more people here, and which in turn helps more people over there. It is a tremendous opportunity for both us here and for the folks over there.
Now, sometimes we get excited and we don't do the logistics. So are there reservations that are required for the June 18th event?
Legitimately, no. But there's an e-vite that's gone out. We only have so much room in the building. Of course, if we overflow out to the sidewalks, we'll figure out what we're going to do. But it's a pretty decent-sized room, so we'll figure that out.
Okay, so people can just show up. It's at Coco's Cafe and Gelato, which is at 52 Main Street in Flemington. And you're going to start around 7, so you're asking people to come a few minutes ahead of time. And then you promise to have everyone out the door by 9:30.
That's correct.
So 2.5 hours to learn more about a way you can get involved to really make an impact in a global effort with local people. You know, certainly is not a huge commitment. There's no door costs. You know, you could just come in and listen firsthand from people who have experienced this, but also from someone who founded this, who, you know, his life changed so much that they wanted to come here and make a difference for other people.
Yeah, it's not often that we get to bump into somebody who survived life in a West African village and didn't have the things that we have until he was an adult in many cases. So to be able to be exposed to that right in downtown Flemington is great. And the bottom line is if folks walk into the cafe and, you know, 15 minutes later they're uncomfortable, they can walk out. There's nobody who's going to be locking the doors or anything like that. So, you know.
It's that no pressure, no sales, no pressure is really great if you're, you know, thinking about doing something, but you don't really know anyone. You don't want to ask certain questions. You might feel a little embarrassed or, you know, you want to gather information. So it's a perfect way to do that. And it's really, you know, quite an undertaking that you're able to get this confirmation to have, you know, someone come out and speak firsthand to residents of Hunterdon County. You don't know if there'll be 5 people or 50 people. So it's nice to have that kind of commitment from the founder.
Yeah, it's, you know, the experience itself is going to be unique because around the room you'll probably have somewhere between 6 and 10 what I'll just call stations at this point, where you'll have, you know, some color photographs from over in West Africa so you can see what the land is like, what the housing, the people, the schools, all of that are like. And you'll have information right there with, hopefully, one of our experts who's been over to Africa. And what makes you an expert is you've been there and you've seen it and you come back and have a story to tell. You know, it's not because you're have a doctorate or so, but they'll be standing there, hopefully, just able to answer questions questions roughly the same way I'm doing right now, you know, just sharing their heart and what it did. How did it change them? How did it give them an opportunity to grow as a person as well?
And I think a lot of people, it's difficult to comprehend those basic necessities that you don't have access to. If it's somewhere to sleep that's safe, if it's medical care, if it's a, you know, a couple aspirin, you know, you have a headache, that it's out of reach, it's not available, shoes, not available. And then infections and things that happen because you don't have that preventative care. You just don't have access to it. And I think it's hard for people to understand that unless they've witnessed it or are able to listen to someone that they can see and touch for themselves that has witnessed it. And I think, unfortunately, today in the world of nonprofits that charge too much overhead, or have, you know, negative publicity because of, you know, what they've charged, administrative costs and fees, that it's difficult to be have the ability to ask the questions you want to ask. And I know one thing about Adopt One Village, there's almost no administrative costs. Everything is volunteer-driven. There's no paid staff members. The administrative costs that are there to ship goods and services to the villagers, or the village that's being adopted. So there's literally no administrative costs. I think it was 3% or 4% on the annual report that I saw.
Yeah, it's 100% correct. There's really the only costs that we ever associate with administrative costs are typically donated by somebody specifically to cover that. So as far as the organization goes, if we say we're going to send a team over and we need somebody to organize that trip, somebody's donating their time. Somebody's donating their time away from their family, you know, to put something like that together. And so it does not translate into when you give a dollar, only 30% goes over to Africa or something like that. It's 100% winds up. You can see, you know, T-shirts. If you donate a T-shirt, you'll probably sooner or later see a kid running around in that T-shirt in one of the photos on the website or something. It's not, it doesn't just disappear into the cloud.
And I think people are afraid of that. I think they have a legitimate fear that if they give their money or their time or their talent, it's not going to be used appropriately. So it's really nice when it's 100% a volunteer-driven organization and everything is tangible. Everything is tangible. You know how many pounds of shirts you gave away or pounds of clothing. You know how many medical kits. You know how many pairs of sneakers actually went on a child's foot. Which is great to have those tangible outcomes. And I think in Hunterdon, we have a lot of resources here, and we have a lot of ways to really make an impact and to make a difference. And I think if people saw some of the pictures, I wonder if we could take some pictures and get these up on our Facebook page and see the actual residents and what they don't have. But, you know, of course, all of that, they have many things. They have an opportunity to live in peace, and they do in the village, and they have the support of one another, and they welcome the support of Adopt One Village, which is, you know, different from other regions and areas in different parts of the country. So we're able to know that you've been there personally and that it's help that's wanted.
Yeah, so I want to say this as respectfully as I can, but my wife and I used to do an awful lot of work in very needy areas right here in Metro New York, typically east of here or so. And one of the things that we found when we went over to Africa is you may walk around with all types of goods or medicine, you know, the financial means to change somebody's life. These people are making 50 cents, a dollar a day, you know. It's just a totally different lifestyle. But we found that when you're in these villages, people don't come up to you. And again, I say this respectfully, but people don't come up to you and they don't beg you for things. They're not saying, oh, just give me a dollar, give me $5, you know, whatever it is. They see you walking around, in our case, sometimes with a couple $100 camera documenting what's going on. And I've actually left that camera out in the public and forgot about it and walked away for hours and was very nervous, you know, because they know what the camera is. They're exposed to technology. They just don't have access to it. Came back and they're like, hey, you forgot your camera. It's right over there. Didn't move, you know. And so it's for lack of a better way of describing it, very refreshing. And again, I say that respectfully because, you know, cultures and people and all that are different. But it's very easy to fall in love with the people when you meet them. And it's, it's very unique.
And I think that sets people's minds at ease as well, knowing that you personally bring the donations there and they are welcomed, that they are happy to have what you're able to offer, no more and no less.
Yeah, it's, to be able to say that, there's a gentleman in the village who is a bicycle repairman. And so I had a bunch of tools in my garage. And to say that I literally put them in a suitcase and brought them over, you know, not everybody will have that opportunity unless they decide to come with us. But to be able to say that I literally went over there and handed the guy an adjustable wrench and he goes, oh, wow. You know, I was all excited about it because his is just absolutely beat up or non-existent. It was using pipe wrenches to fix bicycles. And yeah, it's definitely a personal touch that you just don't get probably anywhere else that I'm aware of.
And were you in the group that went in February 2016?
Regrettably, I was not.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I really wanted to go, just could not work on the schedule. But I have a very good friend who lives over in Ghana who I connected with Emmanuel and sent him on a quest to gather information for me. So I had secondhand, firsthand experience, if there is such a thing.
Well, we just made it up, so we're okay. We're going to take a news break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other interactions that you've had firsthand, secondhand, and secondhand, firsthand, talking about Adopt One Village and the people who live there that, certainly if you have an opportunity to experience it, and understands what limitations they have in those areas. We talked about healthcare, certainly. We talked about clothing and housing. We didn't talk about education, but we'll do that when we come back from the break, along with some other things. So remember, we're talking about Adopt One Village, Hunterdon, and we're talking about an event coming up on Saturday, June 18th at Coco's Cafe at 7 p.m. No money is necessary. So we're going to do the news, and then we'll be right back here at Hot 100.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Storm warnings and watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Dennis Jones says because it's not looking like a high impact system, it's functioning as a dress rehearsal.
We're taking a look at all of our procedures. We're making sure that everything that we have documented as far as how we're going to practice, we're making sure that all of those procedures work, all of those practices work.
Jones says residents are being warned to secure loose objects outside and get set for street flooding in the usual low spots. Authorities in Cincinnati are expected to announce soon whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The 3-year-old fell into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by the 450-pound gorilla. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Rescue crews in Mississippi are working around the clock trying to reach two miners who remain buried after a gravel pit collapse. Officials say the men were engulfed in a wall of sludge while operating a dump truck Friday in Crystal Springs, located just outside Jackson. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says the odds of rescuing the men grow dimmer with each passing hour. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali will be laid to rest this week. Family spokesman Bob Gunnell says there will be no political overtones in the memorial service.
This is about how Muhammad Ali lived his life. And so the inclusiveness is not meant to set out a political statement. It's meant to reflect how he lived his entire life.
Funeral services for the three-time heavyweight champion are set for Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The services will be open to the public. I'm Tammy Rose, and this is USA Radio News, powered by Western Journalism.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The first private mission to the moon might soon get the green light. USA Radio's John DeMester has details.
Well, the company Moon Express wants to put scientific equipment on the lunar surface sometime in 2017. A collection of federal regulators has been reviewing the proposal and is reportedly ready to sign off on it. The California-based startup wants to use an as-of-yet untested rocket to put a telescope on the moon. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A new bill authored by State Senator Dr. Richard Pan aims to increase the public's confidence in autopsy reports. He says autopsies are indispensable in the criminal justice system, but they can also bring comfort to people mourning the death of a loved one.
Autopsies also help families bring closure in the death of a loved one, especially if it's under either criminal or suspicious circumstances.
Pan says his bill, which was recently approved by the Senate and now moves to the Assembly, will hold those performing autopsies accountable for their work. A one-mile stretch of shore in Southern California remains closed today after the sightings of great white sharks. There were multiple sightings Sunday afternoon off of Sunset Beach, prompting firefighters to prohibit anyone from getting into the ocean. This comes after a shark attack in Orange County waters last week. The victim in that incident remains hospitalized with a large bite wound on her right side. I'm Tammy Rose, and this is USA Radio News, powered by Western Journalism.
And we're live here at Hot 100 and talking about Adopt One Village with Joe Argo and all the things that are needed to help the One Village. And we went off on a tangent on our break talking about someone who is going to be a candidate and has an internship coming up from a different country. So you always, when you're in the social service mindset and certainly philanthropy, you're always trying to make those connections and leverage resources and try to help one another. And that's why we're here today, to try to help Adopt One Village Hunterdon to have a great launch with the founder that's coming here in June, which is this month, which is exciting, on the 18th. And we're talking about how there are some challenges when you are unfamiliar with the village that they're trying to help, and you want to have a rush to help. So you go out and you buy, 5,000 pounds of something, but then the logistics of shipping that to the village really doesn't work. So I know my dad always used to say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is really comes into play here. We have to know what is needed, how it can be implemented, and the logistics of it so that it can be successful to help people in a different village. So we don't want everyone to rush out and go buy the same thing, but there are things that you can do, such as having or hosting a drive. As certainly if you're a local dentist office, or you work for a dental office, or you are true to your teeth so they won't be false to you, and you want to do a drive for toothbrushes, tooth floss, toothpaste. Those would be a really low maintenance type of drive that you could do. You can, go to just do a neighborhood drive, or if you're having a party this summer, you're doing a barbecue, don't ask anyone to bring anything but some toothbrushes and some toothpaste and some, first aid kits. And just like that, you've started to help Adopt One Village, because the organization will get the items there as long as you're collecting the right items. So it's very easy to be able to just jump in and help. And certainly we're going to try to get some of these pictures on our Facebook page, but education is obviously one of the critical aspects to Adopt One Village, or anytime we're talking about poverty, we have to talk about education. So I know when Joe was here last, he talked about the efforts they were making on the construction of a school. Maybe give us an update on that.
Yeah, sure. So, our efforts in I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Our efforts in the original village that we were working in all started off because when we went there, we originally walked in and the founder, Emmanuel, was sort of showing us around. And we walked into the schoolhouse to find seven classrooms full of kids and only two or three teachers, if I remember correctly. And so the kids are sitting silently with their hands folded, waiting for a teacher to come from the classroom next door to teach them something. They're hungry for knowledge, but they didn't have the resources of even teachers to show up. And beyond that, they didn't have paper. They didn't have pens. They didn't have, you know, blackboards and chalks, really, or chalk that worked very well for them. And so what we did is we made an effort to just build up the infrastructure of the building, bringing them some very basic supplies, you know, ballpoint pens and blank paper and some study materials and some storage cabinets to keep things in so that they weren't just sitting on a dirt floor in a school classroom, if you can picture that. And so what has happened over the years now is people, the professional educators in that area, some of them are actually, I don't want to say fighting, but they're striving to get into this school because all of the villages around it are a lot like this one used to be, right? Mm-hmm. And so now we have some of the best educators in the area sort of in this largest of the villages in that area, and kids graduating for the first time, going off to the equivalent of high school and college with the understanding that, you know, if they're receiving help from us, they're going to come back and pour themselves back into the younger kids and into the village and all of that. And so it's become a very self sufficient scenario in this first village. Well, when we walked into this new village, the name is Adaneata, which means the twin villages, we found a schoolhouse that was in even worse disrepair. No windows, no doors, dirt floors instead of, you know, broken up concrete and dirt floors. And there were teachers, but even the teachers' quarters are just a building with sticks and mud for walls and a dirt floor. And they, you know, they travel in from outside instead of staying local. And so sometimes the teachers can't make it there because it's raining or something very simple. And so we're hoping to repeat the success of just building the infrastructure and helping them to be self-sufficient moving forward instead of relying upon us to continue pouring into them.
And just so people understand, when it's raining, they can't get there. It's not because they are they don't have an umbrella or they're faint-hearted. It's because the roads wash out, and there's no way to walk the distance to from where they are to the school.
Yeah, it actually becomes quite treacherous. It's everything there is either dusty or muddy, depending on the season that you go. And so if it is raining hard to get down some of these roads, you know, you have to have four-wheel drive. So if you're walking 3, 4, 5 miles to your job and you work for the government and, you know, you're paid whether you show up or not because who's there checking on you? You're one of three, you know. It's very easy for people just to not arrive, and, you know, legitimately, because it is very dangerous. It is very easy to be injured walking there, and then you're gone for more than a day. You're gone for a week or a month or worse.
It's hard, I think, for people to understand the limited access. And when we're talking about things that they can send and collect and do a drive, are books one of those items that are helpful, or because of the weight of the books, it's not that helpful?
In some cases, they are. So, for instance, if you were to have, you know, 24 mathematic books to teach mathematics or social sciences or, you know, whatever it may be, something that would be educational, it's extraordinarily useful. If you have a bunch of, you know, dime store novels, probably not so much, you know. It depends on the content of the books and whether or not it's worth taking up space in a container and paying, like you said, for that very heavy weight. But typically they don't have a book over there at all. So if it's an educational material, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And in a perfect world, if someone really wanted to make a difference, there were about 60 children that are in the school in the original village.
And you're talking about the original village that we've been supporting or the
yes.
new one? So the original probably has about, at the time it had about 75 to 100. They probably have about 250 now because they've started sort of pouring into the school with the hopes of, you know, changing their lives.
So you can see what a difference it makes having a school that's accessible and how many more children end up, you know, making the effort. You know, the parent makes the effort to get them to the school because they see good things happening and they see the other children are going. So right now, if someone wanted to donate some educational books, you know, several dozen would be helpful.
Yeah, so the number 75 that you had mentioned is this new village that we've been surveying and hopefully getting involved in and adopting as Hunterdon County residents has enrollment of about 75 children, and it's of multiple class levels. So if there was a dozen or two dozen of a certain educational book that could be donated, that is absolutely fantastic. It would probably supply, you know, two full classrooms at two levels or so, and that's a perfect example of what might be helpful.
Great. That's great. I know people struggle sometimes with what to do, and then they don't do anything. So we, we don't want that to be the result of the program today. We want to make sure we have concrete, and that's literal concrete, because you are building the new school. It does have concrete, doesn't it?
Yeah, the new school is it's a concrete structure. Well, sort of. We wouldn't call it concrete here in the U.S. They call it concrete there. But it is, you know, a very hard-walled structure. And so what they do is they'll bring concrete in to build up the pad around the school to stop erosion or put a what we would call a sidewalk, what they would just call, you know, a flat ground area.
Okay, so if any of our builders here or masons want to make a donation so they can pour some harder structural items for the school, that would certainly be welcome, as donations are tax deductible because it is an established 501c3. We're going to do a short commercial break, and then we're going to wrap up talking about the event coming up on the 18th. So we can educate everyone so they feel comfortable enough to pop in and to listen to some stories firsthand of what it's like to adopt a village in West Africa. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle from Hunterdon, and today is June 6, and we've been talking about Adopt One Village, Hunterdon, because they have an upcoming event. I'm here with Joe Argo in the studio live talking about their event Saturday, June 18th from 7 to 9:30, because Joe wants to make sure Adopt One Village, Hunterdon is a very, very successful undertaking. And in order to do that, he needs to build some capacity for the organization locally so that some of the outcomes that they have in mind and their vision is realized. So you have a great volunteer here who's trying to build a great volunteer base, and he's already volunteered to bring the next shipment over, but he needs some worker bees. So, Joe, if you could talk about if someone can't make the 18th, what type of skills you're looking for, and what would make a good volunteer for the organization?
Sure. So, it's very easy for us to talk about buildings that need repair, or very easy to talk about kids who need care or anything like that. But it's very hard to get folks to get involved in the necessities of building a website or putting together a fundraiser or organizing a sneaker drive with their local Cub Scout group or youth group. And so it would be very helpful for us if we're going to build a great base of support, if you will, to for this effort, to have folks right here in Hunterdon County who sort of find the passion in their heart and want to help. And maybe they don't ever want to travel over there, but they have administrative skills or they have organizational skills. And so anyone with those type of desires or abilities, love to get them involved, especially if it's, like I said, a church group or a Cub Scout group or whatever it is that might want to do a larger type organized event or something. It's just very difficult for one person to do all of those things, and not that I'm the only one doing it, but for this new village, we are trying to keep this 100 and county focus, and so it'd be great to have a team of folks who just say, hey, I could do that.
And really, Hunterdon County residents are always looking for ways to volunteer and to get involved and share the resources that they have. They just need to know a little bit more about what those opportunities might be. And this really is an opportunity, because you can see firsthand the changes, if it's a physical change in adding a school building, or if it's a change in bringing medical care. And I know some of the photos you shared, there's a medical facility that is being constructed that is going to be able to help with preventative care, and it's 5 miles away in Yaw Tenkeridge Village. Currently under construction. So that will help a lot, because the other hospital, I guess, is just many, many, many miles away. And again, without infrastructure of transportation where you could just hop on, a bus, or those things are just not an option. So having some good medical care close by for preventative measures and to treat things that do happen, it will help to build a healthier community. And that's what we're all about when we're providing services, however we provide them, that it helps to build a healthier community where people are able to have access to education and the most simple things that we take for granted, like water, running water. And perhaps if you don't experience that, or if you don't know that housing is almost non-existent, and of course that comes with so many risks. So to get involved locally with an organization that is established, but the founder's obviously very involved because he's coming to Hunterdon in June on the 18th, I think that speaks a lot to the organization and the fact that there is no administrative staff. It's completely run by volunteers, so that all of the goods and services and the donated dollars go right back to that village. It's exciting.
It is. It is.
And how did you get involved?
So Emmanuel comes from the village. He came here, became successful, was doing all that he could, and had won the Humanitarian of the Year Award for the U.S. Postal Service, was Citizen of the Year in West Orange, and was attending a local congregation that my family and I attended. We saw what he was doing as a church, and we said, come on, we're a church. We got to help people, and we want to help him. And so we asked him, what can we do to help your efforts? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. You pick some guys, send them over with me to Africa. When they come back, they'll have plenty of ideas, and I'll tell you if they're good or bad or not. And so, I was on that first team and just fell in love with the place when I went.
And so just hearing him speak, it just was that moving that you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Told my wife that it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make a real difference, you know, on a global scale for something. And I would only go over there once, I promise. I would only do this one time. And so I came back and had to apologize profusely. Actually, it's a little embarrassing. I cried the entire way home on the plane to the point where the service folks on the plane were saying, "Are you okay?" Because I knew I had to apologize to her when I came back and say, "I lied. I am going back. This is... it has stolen my heart," you know, so kind of an interesting thing.
That is a great, great story. And I think that once people firsthand see something, it moves them. And we should always be ruled by our passions and our heart. And when things speak to us, if it's something artistic, if it's a photograph, if it's another person, if it's a village, whatever those things are, we have to allow our heart to follow the path and create a new path wherever it will be. So that actually is giving other people an opportunity to be involved in something that moves them as well, moves their heart and moves their momentum in life to change. You know, someone recently said, you know, sometimes you pull the curtain back and you can't pull it back again, and you shouldn't. And that's really true. Sometimes something, you witness something, you experience something, and you feel like the curtain's been lifted. And a lot of people try to just pull that curtain back and go back to living their life every day. But that's not how things should be done. How things should be done is we should pull the curtain back and we could show everyone what's underneath that curtain. And that's what you're doing by hosting this event on June 18th. You're giving everyone an opportunity to see if they would be moved the way you would be moved, and if they want to change things in a village where the outcomes are noticeable and they are intense and they are going to make a difference for a lot of people. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I want to make sure that we tell everyone it is Coco's Cafe and Gelato. It is 52 Main Street in Flemington. The event is Saturday, June 18th. It starts at 7. Joe has promised that there will be no gates, no locks. You could come in. There's no cover charge. No one's going to be asking for any money. It's just an opportunity to learn about how the experiences of a visit in one village change someone's life and how someone survived that and wants to change other lives. So there's no reservations. Is there anything that I missed, Joe?
No, just the big ask that we're making of people who show up is that they sort of look inside their heart. What do they enjoy doing most in this life? And can they actually use that to help their neighbor, whether their neighbor is, you know, me or some other volunteer here trying to do something great over in West Africa, or their neighbor, you know, a couple thousand miles away on the continent of Africa. And so that's, just trying to pull on heartstrings as gently as we can. That's all.
We'll pull them, because people sometimes need to be reminded of their heart. We follow our head all too often. So thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to get involved in the twin villages, right? We're the original villages, and now we're going to do another village here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. And keep us posted of what's going on. We'll put some more information on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your presence in the studio today to talk about something that has moved you and your family to make a difference in the community. And I certainly applaud those efforts. If everyone would like to stay, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour is coming up next. And, you know, she's always rocking out this studio. So thanks for staying with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. with Tammy Rose.
Storm warnings and watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Collins starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Dennis Jones says because it's not looking like a high-impact system, it's functioning as a dress rehearsal.
We're taking a look at all of our procedures. We're making sure that everything that we have documented as far as how we're going to practice, we're making sure that all of those procedures work, all of those practices work.
Jones says residents are being warned to secure loose objects outside and get set for street flooding in the usual low spots. Authorities in Cincinnati are expected to announce soon whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The three-year-old fell into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by the 450-pound gorilla. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Rescue crews in Mississippi are working around the clock trying to reach two miners who remain buried after a gravel pit collapse. Officials say the men were engulfed in a wall of sludge while operating.